Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the first day of August. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. Lucky I'm actually here for this hour. Almost wasn't going to be here after the monsoon ran through last night. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. The flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, the Federal Reserve made good on its promise yesterday by President Poole, who said the Fed stands by to rescue the financial markets. And today they did. Dow closed up 150 points at 13,362. NASDAQ better by 7 points on the day at 2,553. S&P 500 also in the green, up 10 points at 1,465. According to the AP, the Detroit automaker's share of the U.S. market dropped below 50% in July for the first time in history. On the metals complex, gold in New York City closed down $3.40 at $665.30. Silver off 7 cents at $12.93. Platinum off $7 at $1,287. Palladium off $1 at $3.65. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $2.20 at $667.50. Silver up 7 cents to have silver at $13 even. Crude oil in New York closed up 14 cents a barrel, ended the day at $76.67. And the U.S. dollar, surprise, 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 stronger by almost 11 basis points at 80.75. Being Wednesday when we return, Charles Paulson from Straight Gate Ministry.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Day of August, and we haven't spoken to him in a while because he's been doing God's work. God always comes before us. Great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries back to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. Good to be back, Robbie. It's a pleasure.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts, you just got back into town, and I'm sure you had a welcome monsoon greeting yesterday.
As a matter of fact, we did. We had a big rain here, which is a once-a-year event, if we're lucky.
I believe in angels. I was touched by an angel last night. After I did my show, I was driving just down Tatum Boulevard, right where I live, which crosses Pinnacle Peak.
Mm-hmm.
And just before I got to Pinnacle Peak, that is when the slight rain turned into a major downpour. And being aware that Pinnacle Peak has a large wash in it, I could hardly see in front of me. So I put on my flashes and I just pulled over to the side of the road. There were a bunch of cars behind me. And the car behind me was one of those big SUVs with the big tires.
Mm-hmm.
He made it through the wash. The car that was next in line behind him, same kind of car as mine, saw this guy with the big SUV make it through the wash. He thinking, I can't believe that he actually thought this. He thought that he could make it across the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I watched as his car hit the wash, and then gently the car turned, and off it went down the stream.
Oh,
and ended up spending 4 hours stuck on Tatum Road, a mile from my home. I was stuck on the road for 4 hours waiting for the flash floods to subside and the rescue of the errant driver taken care of. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I've never seen a car float away, but it does happen.
And whatever made me pull off to the side of the road rather than attempt to go through the wash, I can only say it must have been an angel.
Must have been an angel. Well, you've been watching the gold market.
give us an update. How was your trip to Washington, D.C.?
We had two trips back-to-back, one to Washington, D.C., and then to Oakland, California. And John Hagee, of course, has been in the news ever since he was in Washington, D.C. Fox News has done a big report on John Hagee, which is a very flowery report and talks about his incredible power, and they referred to him as a portly, grandfatherly man with with steel glasses. That was the tone of the report. See, that's very kind in itself. Our experience there was that there was a big meeting. There was a big Hagee gathering there. Some 4,500 delegates, and these are mostly pastors and other people from around the country, and you know, officers of churches and others, but a lot of pastors there. And at Washington D.C., we had a vigil, and we were able to talk to a good number of them, or at least we were able to confront a good number of them coming and going from the night to honor Israel. And we numbered it a big success. They numbered it a big success, and for entirely different reasons. Hagee did have a huge gathering, and we had a small gathering, but we felt like we had a good impact, and new people and interested people and people came from a long ways to be there. So it was very worthwhile. In Oakland, California, we visited a church called Shiloh, which sponsors a village in Israel, and of course that village in Israel is a squatter camp in Palestinian territory. It's not really in Israel. It's in occupied Palestine, where settlers have been brought in some 25 years ago, almost 30 years ago, to occupy this land, and they built a town there right in the middle of Palestinian territory, which they call a settler camp. That's sponsored by the Shiloh Church of Oakland and others, and so we did a vigil at that church. And that, too, was very successful in terms of our ability to talk to people that came and went. Coming back to John Hagee, our interest is not entirely in John Hagee. He's simply a character who's managed to grab a lot of attention over the Christian Zionist movement, and is a huge opportunist in terms of endearing himself to the state of Israel and getting great favors from them, and of course trying to campaign for them in the Congress. Hagee's entire movement in Washington was proclaimed to be all about lobbying, and all of these people who we met there, they trained them to go into Congress and to talk to Congress, and what they were trying to convince Congress of is to make sure that they gave unlimited aid to Israel and gave anything Israel asked to Israel, and including of course, bombing of Iran. So those 4,500 people, I don't know how many of them went, but a large number of them showed up in the Congress on a Wednesday, and actually did parade through the halls of Congress talking to congressmen and trying to convince them of that position, the Christian Zionist position, insofar as Israel is concerned.
Yeah, but look, Newt Gingrich, among many speakers.
He was there. Netanyahu spoke by remotely.
Oh, absolutely. And lobbying was encouraged by these people.
Absolutely, yes. And they did indeed lobby, and there were stories about that. One of the stories that was written by John Hagee's hometown newspaper, the San Antonio News Express, and they also interviewed us and wrote about our views of the matter. And that paper is on our website. The News Express is there, and also our own response to this. And there's some very interesting things came out in that. Some of those things are the events that make us feel positive about some of the things that are happening, and feeling that there is a turning coming in the Christian Zionist flotilla.
How was the How were the people that you met outside some of these functions? Were they open to what you were saying? Were they hostile?
Well, generally the way we do it, Robbie, we try to give literature away to people that they express our point of view, and it does reveal what we have to say about Christian Zionism and about John Hagee himself. So it's very pointed literature, and it's not the kind of thing that he would like floating around his auditorium when he's speaking. So we can see definite signs that they discourage people from talking to us, taking literature from us, and we could tell sometimes that people were prompted before they got off a bus, for instance, don't talk to those people out there. And quite often they would, if they were prompted, they wouldn't talk to us. If they were not prompted, often they would talk to us. So we had very good dialogue in some cases and a cold shoulder in others. Most of the people that come to Hagee's meetings are pretty hard line, and they're pretty firm believers that Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and that they have a biblical obligation to be there and to try to help Israel, and that Israel is part of God's plan, and that the people who occupy Israel are God's chosen people over and above other people. So when someone comes all the way to Washington, D.C. and spends a couple of $1,000s per person at least to be there, they're probably pretty firm advocates of Christian Zionism. And there were a lot of Israelis there and a lot of powerful leaders as well from the Christian right. But we did talk to a lot of them, and we do think that we made an impression on those we talked to. One of the curious things that happened that had an impact on Hagee's meeting was there's a growing Jewish resistance to what Hagee is doing, and that's actually causing him trouble.
Well, they should be. He wants them dead.
Yes. See, this is the Achilles heel of the Christian Zionist movement, is that the great move to Armageddon is going to result in the death of almost all the Israelis, all the Jews in the world. Those that don't die have to convert, and furthermore, those that die are going to go to hell.
Yeah, we got to take a
Catholic
break.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Sometimes that it's an appropriate piece of bump music, but sometimes it doesn't fit the discussion. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at WHTT.org and encourage you to visit the section called Pharisee Watch, where you can find articles written by Charles and many other articles dealing with this very important issue, in my opinion. And as the one article points out, you know, maybe it would be a good idea to start trying to, rather than educate Christians against dispensationalism, making an effort to go to synagogues and trying to educate the Jews that Christian evangelicals like Hagee are a threat to Jewish survival.
Yes, well, certainly some of them think so. And they also are embarrassed by it, and they resent it. They feel that Hagee is kind of a buffoon.
And there's no question, and I'm gonna give you kudos for this. I was a late bloomer on the whole ideology of dispensationalism, and I'm sure your efforts are in large part what led to, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I was pleasantly surprised to read that 34 evangelical leaders had sent a letter to President Bush, basically voicing for the first time and questioning the Hagees of the world, and voicing support for a Palestinian state.
Yes, this is this movement's growing. We feel very strongly that this is the start of something that's going to break the dam, and I think that that movement by those 38 or 34 evangelicals was is not the only thing. There's also a recent divestiture movement by the Methodist, New England Methodist Church, and a number of these other things, other movements which are reflecting the same thing and are making very strong and firm position statements about what's going on in Palestine and Israel. They're not limp-wristed efforts. They're well-researched efforts where people actually do know something about what's going on and are somewhat horrified by what Israel is doing with all this money. That is also the case with some Jewish organizations, because the movement among Jews against people like Hagee is coming from a number of directions. It isn't just the very religious Jews who feel that Hagee's religion is a threat to their religion, nor is it just the Reform Jews who don't really take the religion that seriously but think Hagee is just an embarrassment and they don't like being associated with the idea. But there is resistance actually coming from all over. One of them was a writer who wrote about a good story, we thought a good story, about Hagee from the San Antonio newspaper, and his name is Abraham Levy, of all things, and he's the religious writer for the only newspaper in San Antonio, Hagee's hometown. And he stated, "This issue deeply divides Jews, some of whom, while they praise Hagee's work to eradicate anti-Semitism, see him as using them as a pawns to fulfill Christian prophecy, including the annihilation of most Jews," end quote. And then Levy went on in this lengthy story in the San Antonio paper, "Many of them believe they are living in the final days prescribed to prophetic books of the Bible, and their standing with Israel assures them of being on God's side when it is all said and done." So what Levy is pointing out is that Hagee and Christian Zionists are doing what they're doing for religious reasons. So what was Hagee's response to this? Well, Hagee came out with a statement saying that they weren't doing it for religious reasons. They were doing it because they appreciated the lifestyle of the State of Israel and that the Israelis needed the help, and that religion didn't fit into it. And Hagee's spokesman named David Brog, who happens to be Jewish, a practicing Jew, but who makes the statement for Hagee's Christians United for Israel, made the statement that they were not doing this for religious reasons. And of course, that's done to dampen and to placate their concerns about how Jews feel about being the religious goat in the whole Christian Zionist movement. But the curiosity about that is 100 million Americans who follow evangelicalism, Christian Zionism, or whatever you call it, all think they're doing it for religious reasons.
Yeah.
So here's Hagee talking out of one side of his mouth to his constituency and the other side of his mouth to his Jewish benefactors.
Yeah. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Call in number if you got a question, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, you got a question for Charles, you can give us a call at 800-313-9443. According to that article, one of the members, the co-state director, I take it, from Tennessee, Jean N. McNally, says that... her belief system is simply this. We know we'll get blessed because we're blessing Israel.
Yeah.
As you must probably know, Condoleezza Rice and Mr. Gates are touring the Mideast right now, handing over $30 billion worth of weaponry to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Qatar, and $40 billion to Israel. It amazes me on a consistent basis. How are we going to bring peace to the Middle East? Well, let's spend $100 billion on arming them to their teeth. It makes no logical sense.
Well, unless, of course, the idea is perpetual war. That's really the reason Israel is there in the first place, in my humble opinion, is that Israel was put there for the purpose of making sure that war could be controlled in the Middle East like a faucet, turned on and off at will. And that money that's being given, I think Saudi Arabia and the Arabs will pay for theirs, the other Arab states will pay for theirs, but with their oil revenues. But Israel, that doesn't have any oil revenues, is going to get their $30 billion worth of armaments free, without paying for them as the beneficiary of the American stock or taxpayers. And the lady you mentioned, her position is extremely typical of the followers of Christian Zionism. She believes. That her blessing does come, her blessing does come from blessing Israel, that she actually will receive a heavenly blessing. It's part of her anticipation of her afterlife. And Hagee has said this bluntly to people: if you don't love Israel, you will not go to heaven. He's quoted as saying things like that. So for him to stand up in front of his group and then instruct his public relations man to tell people, well, our concerns for Israel is not religious is a huge turnaround and is turning his back on what he's told all the people who follow him. And that's something that we plan to play up and to point out, that the leaders of the Christian Zionist movement are bloody opportunists. And Hagee's one of them, and he's in a game of self-aggrandizement with the Israelis and self-motivation.
I have watched one or two of his TV presentations, and the thing that struck me about his pitch, if you will, that's all it is, it's a pitch. He very rarely even mentions Jesus Christ.
No, exactly, Robbie. In fact, we listened to one, and I tried to count the mentions of Jesus Christ, and I think I heard one where he took a bit of scripture out of the book of John out of context and mentioned that one scrap of scripture, and that was, I believe, in the entire three-hour program, the only mention of Christ that I heard.
Now, they also mention that they support Israel for its moral lifestyle. Now, I'm not claiming to be a prude here by any stretch of the imagination, and I've never been there. But the Jews that I do know, and I know a lot of them, as a matter of fact, I'm going to California this weekend to attend a bar mitzvah. Most Israelis or Jews that I know live a secular lifestyle. They don't live a high moral lifestyle. As a matter of fact, my friend would be called anti-Semitic by Abe Foxman because he married a Gentile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where did they come with this moral lifestyle? I mean, you've been to Israel. First of all, you can't preach. You can't proselytize in Israel, can you? Isn't it against the law?
It is against the law. It is a racist state that creates people differently based upon their race and their religion. There is nothing like democracy in Israel in the sense of all races, religions, and peoples being treated somewhat alike. That's the furthest thing from their lifestyle. But the other thing is, it's a warring state where roughly 10% or 8% of the population is in the military at all times, and everyone is drafted, including women, and abortions are provided for the women in the military free, and they're also provided free for anybody who qualifies, who's a civilian and who wants to subject themselves to the scrutiny of the state. They simply can apply, and if the state approves it, they will not only approve the abortion, but they also pay for it. So here these Christians are, very strongly pro-life. One of our little signs says, are you pro-life? Are you really pro-life? And because the churches that we go to all think they're pro-life, but they somehow are for anything but life Israel. So it's militarism, it's the things that go with militarism, such as the decline of morality. It's abortion upon demand, even paid for by the state. It's very lax moral rules on almost everything. So it's a secular state where about 85% of the Israelis are like your friend, Robbie. They really don't practice Judaism or any other religion. To say for a leader like Hagee to say that we are supporting Israel because it has similar morals to ours is to degrade the people. They wouldn't want to have the same morals as the Israelis, I don't think.
Well, look, I mean, there's no question what you are doing, and your article is aptly titled "The Christian Zionist Lie Must Die."
It is a lie. It needs to die. And I think it will. I think it's starting to happen. And when John Hagee starts talking out of both sides of his mouth, he exposes himself to a lot of criticism that's coming.
But how can what you would say are bright, intelligent people misguided as they may be, but you've got people that were down there at that Washington convention. Ralph Reed was there. Pat Robinson was there. All the Republican wannabes running for presidents came in and gave their token speeches there. I mean, are these people this naive that they have such a lack of, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a biblical scholar by any stretch of the imagination, but when things don't start adding up for me, I start questioning and trying to find out what the truth is. These people, for political reasons, completely devoid of actually searching for the truth? I thought that's what a Christian was supposed to do.
Yes, it certainly is. And, of course, I think the fact that these political leaders are paraded before the Hagee people should show us how important this group is. We're talking about a huge, powerful voting bloc that really is sufficiently important so that every politician from Hillary Clinton on down is going to parade by and make sure that she has a chance of cutting her percentage of that vote and that influence. That's really how important this is, and that's why you and I are spending all this time on this, is because it is hugely important part of American life today. What the Christian Zionist or the Christian right movement is doing is crucial to the future of our country. And this is best demonstrated by the people that show up and seek the blessing of someone like Hagee, who is a buffoon, if I may be so blunt. And who tells one story to one people and at the same meeting tells a totally opposite story to another group of people. This is the kind of thing that would seem to turn everyone against him, and yet at least for the moment he's getting away with it.
But how can he himself believe his own lie? This is what I even find more amazing, unless obviously he's just another one of these dime a dozen televangelists that obviously are making a lot of money. That's the only other reason I can think a man who professes to be a man of God would do what he does. It has to be another motivation like many others that we've seen before who hide to wrap themselves around the cloth and then just turn out to be your everyday common gardener shyster.
Well, that's probably right. And that's kind of what we've said about Hagee, and that's why we try not to give him more attention than he deserves, because we really think Hagee is going to fall into the garbage pit of history, and a lot of other people with him. And so we keep on trying to go out to others and reach out to other people where there is some chance of changing these people. And that's why we keep going to other churches, to other groups and organizations, encouraging people like the 34 members of who call themselves evangelicals, some of whom are on our mailing list and we know quite well, and are mostly very fine men and very concerned people who fully realize what John Hagee is. Or at least I think those that I know do. So I think there is a movement coming that's turning against the very extreme examples like Hagee. The problem lies in the whole structure of the some 100 million people who are influenced by this movement, and we have to find a way to reach out to a large percentage of them so that a revolt will start within the individual churches. And that's why it was so important for us to go to Washington, D.C., because those people went home to 1,000 churches or more around the United States. And if we changed a few of them, they will take that message back to the church that they came from. So that's our reason for going there. And generally, we don't think there's much hope of changing Washington, D.C., because the people we send back there are willing to prostitute themselves to people like John Hagee. That doesn't speak very highly of them.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you know what's scary? I mean, the numbers you are throwing out, whether it's 70 million or 100 million, You're talking about a third of the population of the United States.
I'm speaking of people that are influenced by this philosophy of the Christian right. And that is the idea. There was a poll taken not too long ago by Gallup, several years ago, in fact. And they were asked, do you believe there is going to be an end times and a final Armageddon? And there were some 100 million Americans who said yes. They thought that was possible. They gave it a positive answer. And that's really amazing because most of those people could not possibly go to church. Many of them must be non-churchgoers, but somehow they've been influenced by this idea that didn't even exist 100 years ago. So it's been the influence of the massive television, the radio, the broadcasting, and the book distributions and so on of the Zionist Christian right that has caused that that influence, where you have people that probably don't even never enter a church but still think there's going to be an Armageddon and an end times and that there's going to, that God is going to destroy the world. That's pretty amazing, really. It really is.
It's gone past amazing. It's actually truly frightening when
yeah.
when you think about it, because I could extrapolate that position and saying exactly the same percentage of people think that George Bush is doing a wonderful job for America and
well,
is protecting
yeah,
America.
Well, I don't think he... Yeah, I think now what we're hearing is that the only ones who think George Bush is doing a good job are those who proclaim themselves to be Republicans, and that seems to be a shrinking number. And everybody else is saying no. So, but he still does command, I think 70% of the Republicans still say Bush is doing a good job.
I mean, isn't there curiosity amongst these people to go and go back and say, okay, well, let's look at all the other end of time philosophers that have gone before and their predictions of the end of the world? I think the last great one was the world was going to end in 1884?
Well, it was actually one in 1983. Yeah, 1983. I think it was 83 Reasons the World Will Come to an End in 1983. And the book sold a couple million copies, and it went around evangelical churches, and I happened to be in one at that time. And I still have a copy of that book. I had the forethought to save it. Everybody else threw theirs away because they thought they'd be burned up anyway, but I saved mine.
Was there great disappointment after...
Elmer Wisenant was his name.
Oh, okay.
Elmer Wisenant wrote it.
Yeah, but this has happened many times in history.
Yes,
These great philosophers come out and give their interpretation of the Book of Revelations, and they actually set dates and times.
Exactly. I think Hal Lindsey has picked about three different dates now during his writing career where the world would come to an end. I think the last one was at the millennium. He thought the year 2000 was a cinch that it would come to an end. And he had another date back in the 1970s or 80s where he made a prediction. And he just goes on to a new prediction when the old one doesn't work. And
You know what was more amazing is as we were getting close to 2000, not only were they calling for obviously Armageddon, but the FBI issued a report called Project Megiddo.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Yes.
That's true. That's named after that place in Israel where it's supposed to all happen.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break and be right back.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 15 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Check the breaking news on CNN. There's been a major bridge collapse in Minnesota, on Minnesota's interstate. This happened just a few minutes ago in rush hour, and it looks like the infrastructure in Minnesota is falling apart. It wasn't a terrorist attack, but it doesn't look good. Based on the fact that it was at rush hour, and I guess that particular bridge was a main artery there in Minnesota. So,
sorry to hear that. It was just there.
Yes,
we did a vigil there too.
Well, you know, while we've been fighting, spending billions of dollars fighting this boogeyman called terrorism, America's infrastructures are falling apart, as witnessing a couple of weeks ago by that explosion in New York City. We find out that was created by steam pipes that were laid in the 1920s. So while we are concerning ourselves with a boogeyman called terrorism, we are witnessing this insanity.
Yes, indeed.
For folks that most probably listening to you for the first time, you want to just tell them what Straight Gate Ministries is all about, what you guys are doing, and put out some information if someone wants to lend support to your cause.
Sure. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you, Robbie. Straight Gate, Project Straight Gate is started by We Hold These Truths, and it comes from, of course, from the Bible, the little passage in the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter that talks about the way being narrow and the straight and the gate being straight or narrow that leads to essentially to heaven. It's kind of along the ideas of it's not too easy, but it's worth doing. We started Project Straightway with the idea of challenging the Christian right, challenging the things that you, Robbie, have been talking about today. And we decided since they didn't like listening to us very well, and many of them would not give us an audience, we would conduct vigils at their churches, and we would pick the biggest churches in the country with the biggest and most famous pastors, and we would go there, people like Jerry Falwell, and actually do vigils or what some might call pickets, but they're very sophisticated pickets at these churches and colleges, and dialogue with people who would talk to us about what our challenge of those churches and organizations were. And we've been to four of John Hagee's huge organization meetings, two of which were conducted in big churches, and we've been to around 60 other places, and we continue to stress that Hagee is not the end answer to all of this. If it's really not as bad as that, Hagee is an extreme example. But it's necessary to challenge churches, big churches all over the country, and we're trying to set up organizations to do that. And hopefully, we have a new one or two coming in the last week or so.
And if we're running out of time, unfortunately, quickly, where can folks contribute to your cause?
Come to our website, which is WHTT.org, and click on Who Are We, and it will give you all the contact information you need to reach us. And we would welcome help, not just financial help, but also people that would volunteer their time to maybe conduct and start one of these vigil organizations, as one lady from South Florida called in today and wanted to do. It's true.